A high-level U.S. envoy in South Korea today held out the possibility of energy assistance to North Korea if it abandons all nuclear weapons programs. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly made the statement as the Bush administration escalated efforts to achieve a diplomatic solution to the dangerous nuclear standoff with Pyongyang. But administration officials say that Kelly's statement does not mean the United States is prepared to reward North Korea for provocative behavior. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Assistant Secretary Kelly told reporters that once the issue of nuclear weapons is resolved, there may be opportunities for the United States and other countries to help North Korea meet its desperate energy needs. Yet the White House has insisted it will not make any concessions to get North Korea to live up to its commitments on nonproliferation. According to State Department spokesman Richard Boucher, Kelly's remark is consistent with administration policy.
North Korea needs to eliminate its nuclear weapons program in order to reap any benefits of responsible participation in the international community.
Boucher says the administration watched carefully for some positive signal from the North Koreans in their unofficial talks over the weekend with Democrat Bill Richardson, New Mexico's governor and former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
While the delegates were in New Mexico, North Korea continued to take steps in the wrong direction, especially withdrawal from the nonproliferation treaty. And they've threatened further steps, such as missile testing, that would raise tensions with the international community.
Despite that assessment, the United States has shown increased flexibility in dealing with the North. Last week, Washington said it would talk to Pyongyang under very limited conditions after saying there would be no dialogue unless the North halted its nuclear program. According to Victor Cha, a professor in the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University, the U.S. diplomacy is getting more calculated.
What you're seeing is an attempt by the administration to be more forward-leaning in terms of laying out more explicitly what might be some of the incentives if the North Koreans were to come back into compliance.
Peter Hayes, director of the Nautilus Institute, a private organization devoted to energy and security issues on the Korean Peninsula, says there are ways the United States could use energy to resolve the nuclear issue without directly subsidizing more heavy fuel oil shipments to the North, which could be seen as a reward.
Probably the right way to do it is to say that we need to organize others to do the heavy lifting to substitute for the heavy fuel oil, which was about 500,000 tons of heavy fuel oil or liquid coal a year, and that is probably feasible. In other words, we can revert to the status quo ante, but not at the U.S., at the United States cost, and not from anything the United States would actually have to do.
Hayes says that other governments in Northeast Asia, especially Japan, could be induced to offer the North bilateral or multilateral assistance to overhaul the country's antiquated electrical grid and rehabilitate its power plants. But the key, says Hayes, would be for the U.S. to take North Korea off its list of states that sponsor terrorism. That would allow the World Bank and other multilateral institutions to oversee the massive energy project.
It would be a bitter pill for this administration to swallow, but it's necessary in order to enable international financial institutions to actually manage the flow of those funds, to actually ensure that it was spent prudently and wisely and could not be diverted, i.e. towards the military in North Korea.
It might be too big a pill for this administration, which characterizes North Korea, along with Iran and Iraq, as an axis of evil. And as Victor Cha notes, North Korea might have no interest in trading away its nuclear program.
On the one hand, they make statements about how all they want is a non-aggression pact with the United States, and then all of these problems would be solved. In the same breath, they'll also talk about turning the United States into a sea of fire. So it's very difficult to understand which really represents the true North Korean position.
Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.